Today we'll be beginning Siman Peiva. The title of the Siman is Shetzarach Laharkik Bin Mayim Seruchim. One must distance themselves from putrid water. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Mayim Seruchim O Me Mishra Sheshorin Bahen Pishton O Kanbos. Tzarach Laharkik Mehem Kemo Menatzah. One must distance themselves before reciting Shema from dirty waters or water in which flax or hemp was soaked. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Mayim Seruchim Alkein Osan Mikvos Shemeimehen Seruchin Bimos Akayetz. Those mikvos whose water becomes putrid during the summertime. Not only can you not make a bracha in that mikvah, but you also have to distance yourself before making a bracha. However, it's only a problem to make a bracha if it's become so putrid to the point that people are pained and people back away from such a smell. If you have a garden which is next to a shul that has dirty, putrid water, even if the garden was there first, the owner of the garden has to distance himself from the garden, has to move the garden away from the shul. Certainly, if you have water that you use to launder the clothing of children that have feces on it, for sure you would have to distance yourself from that before saying Shema. Kimo wrote to Lomar, Lefun of Kimlo Enov, Liachar of Dalad Amos, Mimakom Shakala Hareach. That if the water is in front of you, it has to be, it cannot be within eyeshot. If it's behind you, it has to be four amos away from where the odor ceases. The Mishnah Berurah continues with Chasav Primagadim, the Isura Hu Menatorah Kemotso. The Primagadim says that saying Shema in front of dirty water is an Isur de Oraisa, just as it would be in front of feces. Chasav Elia Rabba Vehuva Befrimagadim, the Martifos Hayayan Sheish Reach Rama Upash, the Kotzbe, Asur Likros Kriyashma Vehuhadin Kolka Hai Gavna. The Elia Rabba writes that if you have a wine cellar that has a really putrid smell that disgusts you, you're also not allowed to say Shema. Uviraman Paragdalin Mehilchos Tfilah Halacha Tesmashma de Mutter, Varakidole Achachamim, while you Nazarim Mizabeza Tfilayin Sham, Ulafela Shalohi Rubaze. The Rambam says explicitly that it's Mutter. He says that only these Gedole Achachamim would refrain from doing that. And Mr. Brewer is unsure why the Elia Rabbah did not cite this Rambam. We'll stop here for now and we'll begin Siman Pei Zayin tomorrow.